from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you say the word challenge with Cole, I think the biggest challenge is making sure he's staying in a day-by-day mentality. You can't think too far ahead. You literally have to take it. I tell these guys all the time, you got to take it drill by drill, rep by rep, minute by minute, hour by hour, day by day, meeting by meeting. That's how you have to go about your day in this league. Otherwise, it is such a long season, it'll chew you up and spit you out. Cole's extremely talented, as I said. There's a reason we took him where we took him. I think the biggest thing, like I said, is he's a rookie and he needs to grow up fast, and the ball's in his court to be able to do that.
That was defense coordinator Bobby Babich talking about rookie safety Cole Bishop, as we want to look a little deeper dive here into how things are happening at Bills training camp. Here on a Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, Evans on the board here. We're all with you. And, oh, by the way, I hope you like hearing about Bills training camp, because I'm doing a Sports Talk Sunday tomorrow, 11 to 1.
Oh, there you go.
Special edition. Just, hey, let's talk a little more about these things. Why not? And, yeah, it's pretty much an interesting little thing of a new beginning for the Bills, so to say. And training camp, why not? Why not?
Yeah, might as well.
Might as well. Because coverage of Bills training camp from St. John Fisher University is presented by Admark Construction. The equipment you need when you need it. Brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. Buy Outlet Liquor when you need to stock up. It's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? And buy your Western New York Ford dealers and the all-purpose affordable Ford Bronco Sport.
Yes.
Now, here's the thing about a plan and why I probably have some form of ADHD. I saw something and now I want to talk about it instead.
I saw a look in your face when we were coming back from the break.
Yes, because the first American medal of the Paris Olympics went to Cook and Bacon.
No way.
Yes.
For what?
Synchronized diving.
Ooh.
Interesting. The last names are Cook and Bacon. So, in the most American way possible,
we cook bacon.
They're cooking bacon to get the first medal.
I love it.
So there that is.
What'd you think about those opening ceremonies?
I did not get a chance to watch them.
They just kind of floated by on boats under a bridge.
I feel like that's cool, though.
It's cool, but it's like, you know, there was that one where the arrow got shot into the cauldron up top with the fire.
That's dope.
And like, you know, like there are, that was on the lesser end of the
fantasy nerd of me. That, like, yes.
Yeah, and the music swelled up.
Do that every year.
Yeah, but like this year, it was just people on a boat with a torch.
What if he misses?
Right. Well, that's what I think. But honestly, they probably have so much gas pumping out of that thing. If you get remotely close with the flame, it's going to just light down to it.
Yes.
You know?
Hopefully.
Hopefully it doesn't.
You're just on a romantic
incinerate
date in Paris
eyebrows.
And you take a fire arrow to the shoulder.
You're sitting on one of those boats. Oh no! I've been impaled by
it's 1d6
a fire arrow.
There,
instant cauterization.
1d6 piercing damage, mm-hmm. And fire.
Yeah, there you go. Oh my god!
All right, so Bills secondary. Cole Bishop, as mentioned there with Bobby Babich, part of a 3-man rotation right now, trying to figure out the starter. Or the starters, I should say, within the secondary next to Taylor Rapp. Because Taylor Rapp looks like he's got one side of this. He's going to be playing more of that, I think, the box safety type of role. A guy that, you know, He should be making plays a la a Jordan Poyer from the last couple of years. It's now who's going to be playing next to him. And Cole Bishop is in a rotation right now with Mike Edwards, the signing from Kansas City, who I thought would be the starter right away. And Damar Hamlin.
Yeah, I thought Mike Edwards too right away. I thought you were bringing him in as a veteran starter just to start. But yeah, Damar Hamlin's in that rotation
too. Damar Hamlin's in the rotation too. And here's the thing. Hamlin was kind of projecting to be a fringe starter in this league when he took over before the horrific incident that he had to deal with in Cincinnati. He was playing on, I would call it replacement level basis, but he was not terrible. We'd already seen earlier in the year that the Bills had trotted out Jaquan Johnson in the same role, and he was awful. So then Hamlin comes in and kind of stabilizes things for a couple of games. Now, though, it's Hamlin, it's Bishop, and it's Edwards rotating next to Taylor Rapp, and I'm very fascinated by this because, one, Cole Bishop. You look at Bishop and you think, all right, this is the guy they invested a heavy pick in or a higher pick in and is probably projected to be seen as the future in the secondary, especially on the back end.
Right.
Okay, awesome. Love seeing him getting those reps with the first team. Mike Edwards, a guy you signed from Kansas City that I thought would be the guy starting right away. Perfect. All right, good. That means that we're trending in the right direction. And then there's Hamlin. Easily the biggest story of the three. And especially if he does manage to improve his play, I'm sorry, but I am grabbing the vote from everyone that voted against him last year for Comeback Player of the Year.
Yeah.
And I'm saying you don't get to vote this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's still...
Because your vote goes to Damar Hamlin if he's a starting safety in the National Football League less than 2 years after that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if he starts and stays the starter and produces...
If he's a full-time starter on an NFL team...
After dying on the field, pretty much.
Almost.
He did and came back. I mean, that's what happened.
There's
no way.
It's still nuts to me that someone was just like...
Joe Flacco.
Hey, he came back from being bad.
He came off his couch. He'd come back player of the year.
Yeah, but like he also came back from what?
Well, I mean, he did come back from playing on the Jets. Not many people make it back from that, so... So you have to take that into account.
Got him. But again, it's one of those things where like now I'm going to become the most spiteful person in the world to anyone who had the credentials to write for that and say, no, you don't get to vote this year. Your vote goes to Hamlin because you have to put it back where it belonged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that thrown around a lot on Twitter, honestly, talking about it. And people are like, oh, DeMar's so overrated and all this stuff. I'm like, How? We're not saying he's a great safety. We're not saying he deserved it because he played the best in the NFL. The guy spent time on the field after nearly dying on it last year.
Do you want me to ruin Evan's day?
Sure.
It's because people politicized his issue.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sorry, Evan.
But the thing is that Hamlin became this bigger issue amongst NFL fans, and it should not have been.
No.
And I don't. And part of it also is like sometimes people get sick of a narrative or get sick of a story, but at the same time, it is a story. It's worthy of being mentioned. And I don't care when people can say it, like, oh, I'd be sick of it. And I'm not saying this just because I sit here within the Buffalo market. No, that's nonsense. If that happened to anyone else, give them the award. Honestly, I would have said Tua if Hamlin wasn't a thing.
Yeah, honestly, after all those concussions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And last year leads the league in passing yards after having at least three documented concussions last year.
Yeah, at least.
Two of which were scary, and we saw on tape of like
him wobbling after.
Him in the fencing position in one of them. Like,
yeah, that was bad. That was against the Bengals, right?
Yeah.
And they're all white uniforms.
And
I
again,
that.
These people voted for Joe Flacco because he came back from being bad.
Came back from the Jets, remember.
No.
Not many people do. Aaron Rodgers might not.
Because then that means that Aaron Rodgers is going to get the layup comeback player of the year.
Right, right. I guarantee you that's what happens.
Nope.
I can tell you right now, Aaron Rodgers is going to be the comeback player of the year. Minus 300.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
But maybe the voters should pull a fast one and make DeMar Hamlin if he's the starter.
He should be if he's the starter. That's you and I are on the same page. I'm just saying it's clearly the whole thing is going to be, oh, the Jets are going to the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers gets comeback player of the year. I guarantee it. And while I feel for Rodgers, him and I both are dealing with Achilles injuries. Mine not fully torn, but small tears throughout. And his completely ruptured by Leonard Floyd landing on it in the beginning of the season. I think this is something I did want to get into. Maybe we can before the end of the show.
Yeah.
The Jets schedule, I do think, kind of puts him in a position to be an 11-12 win team.
It does.
And that's the thing. Like, if he stays healthy.
I also think Aaron Rodgers is not going to be good.
Yeah.
Which doesn't stop you from winning comeback player of the year, though.
No. But it should. But it shouldn't. I don't know. Like, this is where I get into it, thinking about it, right? Because, like, DeMar Hamlin came back. He didn't play a lot as a safety. He was more on special teams, right?
But he still made an NFL roster.
He did. So would Rodgers.
Do you know how hard that is to do?
Would Rodgers playing a single game put him as the betting favorite for the comeback player of the year?
Yes.
Because he came back from that injury.
But also,
what about
Kirk
Cousins?
But that also means Kirk Cousins needs.
What about
to
Tre'Davious
well.
White? What about all those guys?
Yep.
What about Matt Milano?
But Aaron Rodgers will probably pay off writers to vote for him.
He'll threaten another darkness retreat during the Super Bowl. They'll have no choice.
All right. Let's get back a little bit to the Bills' actual secondary.
We'll talk about the Jets later. Yeah, the Bills' secondary. DeMar Hamlin.
Because I got salty about last year's comeback player of the year votes. But DeMar Hamlin was trending as a fringe starting safety in the NFL. Not bad for a late round pick, I would say. And something that the Bills have typically done is be able to develop players no matter what round they get drafted in to become suitable players within the league.
Christian Benford
is a regular starter as a seventh round pick.
Yep, and Kyrie Elam's a first round pick in the same draft.
And if Elam looks good, then you've got yourself a power secondary that you just drafted in the same year.
Yeah. They're like, the same age. They can be the tandem, whatever.
If you bookend corners in the same draft,
like Brandon Bean's GM stock just skyrockets at that point.
Yeah, we're back. Mm-hmm. We're so back.
This is the plan all along. This is what was supposed to happen.
But
I saw it no other way.
But even then, in a pinch with Trey White's injury last year, you get Rasul Douglas at the trade deadline, and he becomes a valuable piece for the third round pick that you spent to get him. Hell yeah. Give me that all day. And you have him for at least one more year? Sweet. If Douglas plays well enough that he prices himself out of Buffalo, but Elam steps up, all right. You can use cap money elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. And then you can run it for several years still with Benford and Elam.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. And you just add from there.
Let's go.
That's one thing. Coach Sean McDermott, right? He's the defensive back guru. That's the one thing he's been. He gets defensive backs to really understand and play the position. And the Bills secondary in its heyday, right? I say that like it was a long time ago. It was a couple years ago. You look at it, Tre'Davious White when he was healthy, Poyer, Hyde, not the fastest secondary in the NFL. They knew they were smart.
But they were fluid,
they had a
too,
big
though.
Football, fluid IQ. They knew where to be at the right time. Look at that interception on Mac Jones in the playoffs by Micah Hyde. He didn't beat the receiver there. He flew across the field because he knew where the ball was going to be. You know what I mean?
But also, you do have to have enough. We got to
have enough
mobility
speed
to go.
I'm just saying they're not going to outrun any receivers. Like they're, you know what I mean? Like they're a slower secondary.
Yes, they're not. I wouldn't call them a slower secondary. They were older last year, but now there's youth being injected again. Because Elam will be trying to challenge for a regular roster spot. Benford's still younger. Douglas, kind of, you know, relatively same age there with Trey White. And, of course, now you're getting a lot younger at safety. Taylor Rapp takes over, and one of Hamlin, Edwards, or Bishop steps in.
Yeah.
So you're getting a lot younger now in the secondary.
And Bishop has a lot of talent. So if you can hone that talent into an NFL product, that would be great.
And that is something that I'm really looking forward to. Because it's not just him. It's Hamlin, too, for me.
He was a serviceable starter that season that Hyde was injured.
Yes.
And I forget what one it was. Yeah, Hyde. He was serviceable that entire season. You didn't really...
And that same season, I mentioned the words Jaquan Johnson.
Yes.
In that Miami game that they lost the Heat game, Jaquan Johnson was the starting safety. And Miami goes up on a touchdown because of a drive where Johnson makes a misplay on a deep ball.
Hamlin didn't let that happen.
So I've seen that happen where I've seen worse than DeMar Hamlin as a starter.
Yeah. There's a reason he's still on the team.
There's a reason he's still on the team.
And it's not because he is good enough. Of what happened to him 2 years ago and they feel bad about letting him go.
It is because he is good enough to make an NFL roster.
He's very much good enough.
Which is still really hard to do.
Yeah, they have to cut it down to 53 guys. How is it not difficult?
Yep. All right. 803-0550 is the number to call. Bills training camp, what have you liked so far? What are you still worried about? How is your excitement level? Are you taking the preseason pledge? And if so, how much of it are you taking seriously? How hard of a preseason pledge rules lawyer are you? That'll be a fun little discussion.
It will.
Because that's been burning in my head a little bit.
Yeah.
But first, we go to the break and we get the booty cheek of the week. And I got to tell you right now, as your cliffhanger for this one, the state of Ohio, you better watch yourself.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.